floods, droughts, landslides, and now even tornadoes, intense and unusual weather conditions are fast becoming a norm for Southern Africa. WITS Global Change Institute Professor of Climatology, Francois Engelbrecht, explains that these extreme weather events are unequivocally linked to global warming, and that South Africa urgently needs to prepare for disaster management, particularly related to extreme heat waves and droughts.
Climate change will increasingly change the Southern African climate system. So we are thinking here of these more intense storm systems influencing Mozambique and bringing flooding to Mozambique. But for the rest of Southern Africa, it's in fact more a story of drought. So in Southern Africa, we can in fact expect more frequent drought events as a consequence of global warming. And that holds for South Africa, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Namibia. And South Africans, of course, have lived through two very, very big droughts in recent times. It's possible that the frequency of strong El Niño events, and therefore drought in Southern Africa, may double under a mere 1.5 degrees Celsius of global warming. That's already a devastating impact in terms of agriculture and water security in Southern Africa. Now, the evidence is overwhelming that we can expect more of these extreme weather events as a consequence of climate change. The evidence has in fact led to the Paris Agreement on climate change, formally supported by more than 180 countries from across the world. And the reality is that although many countries endorse the Paris Agreement, when we look at the actual commitments in terms of reducing carbon dioxide emissions, it is not nearly enough to prevent dangerous climate change from occurring over the next few decades and towards the end of the 21st century. And we see, unfortunately, no proof that the annual emission of carbon dioxide concentrations from across the world is decreasing. In the absence of such an effort, African countries need to make the investments in preparing for the increasing impacts of extreme weather events and systematic rises in temperature in Africa.
Also emphasizing this crisis, the South African Weather Service distributed a press release earlier this month, warning South African society, government, and particularly farmers to prepare for the potential drought conditions over coming months. South African Weather Service researcher Kobus Oelevier emphasizes the impact drought may have on the country's water and food security, and says that the country is wholly unprepared for severe weather conditions.
From forecasting point of view, most centers, international and our own forecasts, have been indicating dry conditions during this period. I think a couple of key factors to look into. One is the uncertainty of the seasonal forecast during this period that we do want to highlight. However, we also want to highlight that most seasonal forecasts currently do show below normal conditions. So there is an indication of higher likelihood of below normal conditions, even though, again, during ENSO neutral, it's maybe not as confident. We want to inform the public of the risk of the negative impacts that it could have on agriculture and water resources.
For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of The Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.